Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the name of the living God. This is Anne Marie McQueen of McQueen Universal Ministries, bringing you another big God bless you today. I thank God for you, those that are listening, those that are with us. It's so wonderful to be able to have this medium of exchange. We can come and hear, glory to God, what thus saith the Lord. And I know I'm not the only one doing this. There are many others that are doing, sending out their devotionals and doing everything. But we get to choose, right? Isn't that awesome? That God give us opportunity to choose. But I say to you, choose the right voice. Let the right voice speak into your heart. Today we'd like to talk to you from Matthew chapter 6, verse number 12. And let me read that for you. And the Bible says right here, "And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Verse 14 says, "For if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also to forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." It's interesting to know that the Bible says that we should forgive. Glory to God. And as the Bible says we should forgive, I want to encourage you today that if there's anyone that you have an ought against, or they even have an ought against you, or they've done something to you that has hurt you very deeply, forgive them. It is better to forgive them than to allow a root of bitterness to spring up in your heart. It is better to forgive them than to carry the burden of unforgiveness. Do you know that unforgiveness is heavier? And it is a deeper wound than to just take the minute and go ahead and forgive. Do you know that when you go ahead and forgive, then God begins to work on your case with you? I encourage you today, whoever that is, whatever they said, whatever they did, whatever they took, turn around in your heart and forgive. If you get to talk to them, fine. If not, that's also fine. But forgive them. Forgive them and show the love of God and allow your heavenly Father to also forgive you. Imagine God forgive you for all your sins. Surely you can forgive one person here and there of something infraction that they've done against you. Come on, let us pray for forgiveness today and to be able to release forgiveness to others. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord God, that as we draw near to this the month of January and we've released our 21 days of fasting and seeking your face, and we're coming to the end of this, Lord God, we ask you to help us to do one more big thing, and that is to forgive. Help us to forgive those that has hurt us in some way. Those, Lord God, whether they meant it or they didn't mean it. Help us to be a forgiving people so that we will be free, so that we'll be light, so that we will not have to carry that burden and get a root of bitterness in our heart. Lord, we receive your forgiveness and we release forgiveness to anyone that is supposed to have it from us. We give you the glory and the honor today. What a beautiful day in you. We thank you that we are warm inside and out because of your love and because of your forgiveness. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless you. Anne Marie McQueen, McQueen Universal Ministries.